it's not something that can be done instantly. I would suggest that perhaps new drivers, when they get their test, know that when they're renewing their license in 10 years' time, I'm not trying to hit people who were there, who are on the road for a long time and never saw this coming and would feel distressed by the provision of it. But it's only to ask the department and the RSA to look at a way that we could start improving driving standards. That if you're asked 10 questions or whatever when you're renewing your license and you get more than, say, 3 of them wrong, that you would be put through it again and you'd be told where you went wrong so that you learn something from it. It's not just a paper exercise. And, you know, we have a lot of people in this country who learn to drive in another country. I learned to drive. I did my test in the United Kingdom. And there are different rules. Now, the UK would be very similar to our own, the road signage, the roundabout rules, driving on the left, etc., etc. But we all need to just improve our behaviour on the roads. We see accidents are becoming so common in the road that it's frightening, and we just don't want to see. If it saves one life, it'll be well worth it.
And like you just kind of said, it's a controversial issue on face value, I guess. There'll be quite a lot of listeners reaching for the dial to see did they hear it correctly. But like you said, it's important in the sense that I got full support in the chamber there today, and it's about providing safety in the future. That, like, it's not going to be impacting people immediately right now, but it's something to look towards down the line. And like you're saying as well, you mentioned it earlier today, in terms of the expense that could be attributed to it. Well, there's far more expenses associated when an accident happens on our roads.
Yes, I heard a statistic years ago that one fatality cost £1 million, and that could have been pounds. It was so long ago. The cost of closing a road, all those sorts of things. But the cost of a human life, you cannot put a figure on it. And if one life is saved by the RSA or the department. I have a colleague in County Clare who has contacted me and was on to me again this morning, who has a similar motion into Clare County Council. So this may grow traction, and I think we have to be open to the idea of improving everybody's behaviour.